OCO beautiful people, you may now order signed copies of my wife and I's newest book at DameMakeYouThink.com, available in both paperback and hardcover prints. The first 2,500 orders will receive a special gift included with their purchase. Also, be sure to grab your copies of our other five-star rated books at DameMakeYouThink.com. Wado, thank you for your support. We appreciate you. OCO, how y'all doing? I know it's been a while. I've been out for a little minute. I've been out on a private tour trying to gather more information that I'm going to be utilizing for one of the books that are getting ready to come out. I know I've been saying they're getting ready to come out, but I didn't want anything to release until I got back. And these new books are going to be coming back to back through our own distribution, my wife and I's distribution company. And we just wanted to make sure everything was fine before we say, okay, bow, it's ready to go. Because these books are, or at least the first two are completed. This one, I'm getting ready to take some time. I'm probably going to take about maybe a week and a half or two, maybe a little longer to complete that third one, which is the information, more information that I just recently gathered. The reason why I had to go on a private tour before we went public, because I'm gathering more information on. You guys may remember me stating this, that I said that the Mississippi River is the Nile. You may recall me mentioning that multiple times and some things that I gave you all to go over. I remember giving you guys a couple of videos about this topic, but I also gave you a book to look up back then. And I'm not sure if that book is available in its original format any longer, but I know at that time that book was about $1,200. And it was called Life on the Mississippi by Mark Twain. Life on the Mississippi by Mark Twain. Now, I remember mentioning also that this is another way that you could tell the routes that these enslaved whites or enslaved Caucasians took in order to travel to other places of the New World. That includes places like Canada, North America, South America, and Central America. Okay, by way of the Mississippi River. And I also explained to you guys, I remember in one of the videos, I showed you how the Mississippi River, before it was touched and rerouted and bombed, and, you know, I'm going to get into that in a sec. But before any of that, the Mississippi River looked exactly like the Tree of Life. Like I'm talking about as far as it's stretching, not only going up and down, but left and right. Like the branches of a tree, if you could just visualize that, were streams from the Mississippi River. Now, those particular streams have since been renamed, but they're still tied to the Mississippi River. They're still attached to the Mississippi River. Now, here recently, the reason why I had to hurry up and get out on a road to a couple of places I had to go to document what they're doing right now, to hide certain things about the Mississippi River and how their people traveled. So I had to take a trip to Tennessee. I had to take a trip to Mississippi. I had to take a trip to Memphis, Tennessee, to be exact. And we went to Georgia and Louisiana. Now, the reason why is because a few things arise. Now, when I got to Mississippi, my time there was pretty short because what I was trying to get to was the Minnehaha. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with this. This may be the first time that you heard of this before, but this is like the what the National Park Service has control over is the Minnehaha Falls Regional Park. There's a park. I believe that's called Fort Snelling. I believe that's the name of that area, Fort Snelling. But either way, when we got there, they said it was closed off until September 1st. And I was pissed because we spent a lot of money. But anyway, we got down there. It was closed off. Now, they're trying to say that they're doing some construction. Okay, but they're doing more than construction. They're still trying to reroute the Mississippi, lower Mississippi, for a particular reason. Now, keep in mind, in the past, I told you all that the Mississippi River was considered the trade line, literally, where trade was conducted amongst our indigenous ancestors and other people of other parts of the world, you know, to put it in plain and simple terms. Now, since then, when the colonizers realized that that was the particular trade line that we were utilizing to conduct business with other people, They set out to take control over that. So skipping ahead, I'm just jumping ahead. That eventually happened. And still to this very day, I wanted to show you all how that happened, the history of it, how it was prior to it being bombed by dynamite to be redirected before. This is another reason why you saw a lot of mud floods happen. Remember, I told you guys about the mud floods. They were trying to tell you it happened thousands of years ago. But no, it actually happened recently. And the reason why I say recently, it was a couple hundred years ago. But still, I'll be able to get into it. Because it happened frequently due to what they were doing with the Mississippi River. So besides all of that, I got the Mississippi pest. But I had to stay the night there. We all had to stay the night there in order for us to go ahead and travel to the other places. Memphis, Tennessee, then Georgia, then Louisiana was the last stop. Now, Louisiana, and the reason why we had to come back. See, I planned. They got a lot of the stuff blocked off. I'm going to just tell you that right now. It's pissing me off. But I have a couple of drones. I have like military style drones. And, you know, I try to take my drone over there and document the stuff that I need. Then I hurry up and go speak to project managers and tech consultants, whoever I need to, you know, project developers, you know, the companies. I talk to certain people to gather more information as to find out what the route will be, the new route. When I got down to Louisiana, I was trying to speak with officials down there because they're in the process of not only rerouting the Mississippi River, but they're also going to do, and this is in Baton Rouge, by the way, they're also going to create a brand spanking new Mississippi River bridge due to this rerouting. And that was the Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. So my team and I, we're trying to get down there and document all this stuff and what they have been doing. So it won't be. So basically, you can see the correlation of what they have done previously in the past, because my wife and I have we've done extensive research on that note, and all the way to the point where we're going to show you how lines were buried underground. And I remember I touched on that briefly during the live stream, talking about how the internet was created prior to the 1980s of it being online officially as the internet for us to be, you know, to be utilized by us. Telecommunications, that was out for a long time, 1800s. And that particular video and all of that information is going to be put inside of the book that we're going to come out with on this. This is the reason why I'm doing that, because I'm trying to gather as much updated information as possible before most of these changes are going to come into play here. But yeah, they have tried to even state that the Mississippi River was drying up in the lower Mississippi, by the way, near Memphis, Tennessee. So we documented that. And I'm not going to lie, it is low, but I'm not going to say it's dried up. But it's lower than the last time we went to Memphis to check it out. But this is only due to the fact that they have rerouted these routes. Now, when I was out there in Asheville, North Carolina, now we noticed what they were doing. And this is what we have captured on camera. Oh, and by the way, let me tell y'all, everything that I've captured on camera, you guys are going to, when you buy the book, there's going to be a barcode attached to that book that you scan, like a little QR scan code. And it's going to allow you to download the videos so they can track it anyway. But I'm going to show you how we were turned around multiple times due to certain routes that are not even labeled. By the way, I'm talking about these roads that are not labeled. We were taking those roads. You know, most of the roads down south that you see that are blocked off by some particular gate, some flimsy gate, and all you got to do is hop over it. We're taking those back roads to travel into these rural areas where they are conducting a lot of construction dealing with the Mississippi River, trying to reroute it. I remember we went to Missouri. We did that. Town Rock, I believe it was called Town Rock, Missouri. Tower Rock. It's called Tower Rock in Missouri. So you're going to see all of this. Look at all these places I'm naming that's connected to the Mississippi River here. But anyway, they're trying to claim that it was drying up. And now our most recent visit to Memphis, we could tell a difference. It was a big difference. Like, I don't know how many feet. I didn't have like something to measure it, you know, but you could tell a difference. I'm going to show you the dates and everything inside of the video. So you can see, okay, this is like, for example, a video that we took in 2020, and here's the video that we took in 2023. And that 3-year difference, for example, is a big, major difference, like at least feet. Like, I want to say roughly between 8 to 10 feet difference. And it's noticeable. But what they're stopping is from us traveling by vehicle to these areas where they're conducting construction and dynamiting. Literally, they're using dynamite, bombing these particular areas to reroute not only the river, but also inland atlases or mountains that we would either say mountains or mounds, but they're using the terminology atlas. Don't forget that. That's what an atlas originally was, as a mountain. But anyway, so in Baton Rouge, we already knew this was, that was their plan. They were trying to gather up the information, the resources rather, as far as their funding is concerned. And I think this is equaling about $20 million to get all of this stuff done just in Baton Rouge. And I believe we have the numbers for Memphis, Tennessee as well. But this is also affecting the people of those areas, our indigenous ancestors, offsprings. It's affecting them spiritually. And we're going to be explaining that as well. It's just like, for example, remember the times where they were trying to, and they have, by the way, they have built over top of our ancestors' graves, like whether if it was a parking lot, hospitals, new townhouses, the thing is that they're building over top of our ancestors' graves without even saying anything. Now, there is some people that I'm going to be putting out there that have their own orgs, for example, that are exposing the fact that they are building things over top of our ancestors' graves. And this is the reason why certain particular areas that you walk into will feel down, like you will feel a sort of a presence that's like a saddened, like they're crying out, like our ancestors are crying out. Like Memphis, even though I love, like, don't get me wrong, y'all. Don't get me wrong. I love Memphis. I really do. But Memphis feels, and I mean that spiritually, feels horrible, horrible. And that's the best way that I could describe it. Like, you can tell that the vibe is off, It's not the way it's supposed to be at all. And I believe this is all done purposely. I believe this is all done purposely because the closer that you are to the water, okay, the closer that you are with our ancestors' spirits, certain cases, I'm not trying to go too far into this, but certain cases, like my family members are, okay, let me not even get personal. Let me just say certain people will gravitate towards certain things. It could be an animal. It could be water. It could be fire, different elements that they will gravitate towards and not necessarily worship, but they will respect for a particular reason. They may have let go some of their family members in the water. They may have let go some of their family members in the fire, in the rain. I'm just giving you an example. I'm not trying to get all personal or nothing like that anymore. I'm just trying to state some information so you can understand our connection to a lot of these natural elements that are out here and how it affects our people in these particular areas spiritually. So that will trickle down to affecting them mentally, physically, economically too. Okay, overall, because if you're not being uplifted spiritually, you're dying slowly. Now, of course, some of them would say that they're rerouting this Mississippi River so the trade line could be easily accessible, more easily accessible than the last times they built, dams and what was the other word that they built? My wife know it by heart. I can't remember the word. It's similar to a dam, but not up as high. I forgot that. It almost came to me. But either way, they were building all of this stuff to reroute it. Like, so before all of that, even after that is what I meant to say. Why do it again? Why are you doing it again? Why are you trying to reroute it again? And that is the biggest part of our investigation. So I'm not going to go into none of our plans or what we're going to be doing, but I'm just going to let you know that the majority, if not all, but the majority of this information will be inside of the third newest book to come behind the first two that are coming out. Yeah. And then you'll be able to have that QR code. Once again, you'll be able to scan the QR code and download the videos onto your devices and watch, basically behind the scenes stuff. It's like a preface to a book. Okay, but it's going to be not only there is going to be a preface in the book, but there's also going to be videos as well. I think that's something I wanted to implement since we're already documenting things and the app is my app is coming. It's not all the way finished. I wanted to at least give you guys some exclusivity with the books as well. So it's not going to be with Fixing America's Broken Promise because that's getting ready to come out. And the one after that is going to be the third one after that. And then I believe around that same time, they have me scheduled to put out my second edition of Tracing Your Family's Genealogical Records or a History by Records. That's going to be in there, too. And it was something else. So technically, it's going to be four books. And then we're releasing all of the content for the children. All of that stuff should be right behind that because I'm going to once I finish with the four, then I'm going to have to take a step back. Because I'll be working on major movies at that time. So I'm not going to leave you guys out of the loop or nothing like that. I'm going to let you know the process and show it to you on camera. Hopefully by that time, my app is done because I want to transition the 13% community server over to the app. But and that's going to be integrated automatically. You should be good to go. You don't have to worry about anything. We have way more coming up, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. My wife and I just released our brand new book, Fixing America's Broken Promise. You can now order signed copies for a limited time only, available in both paperback and hardcover prints at DaneMakeYouThink.com. Again, DaneMakeYouThink.com. You don't want to miss out on these limited editions. Order your copies today. Wado, thank you, everyone. We appreciate your support. I felt that sorrow you spoke as of as well is all over Savannah and felt it in Arizona too. Yeah, you can feel those particular areas that have been affected spiritually by way of, you know, them cutting down trees and, you know, try to revamp certain areas, reconstruct. You can feel it. You can feel it. And I don't see why people want to live there. That's just me. That's just me. I'm not saying you should go. I'm not saying that. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying that's. It's a big deal when you can feel that vibe and it's like they're crying out, like, help us. And man, that stuff, it don't feel good. Yes, it's deep. Yeah. I'm from Savannah, Georgia, and it's heavy, sad feeling in downtown Savannah. I had a spiritual event matter on river. Yeah, that's going to you. If you're going down to the river, you're going to feel it. You're going to drop to your knees. I'm not trying to really explain what happens, but, you know, you'll feel it. It's what they say, an out-of-body experience, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel like they're right in front of you. Me and my wife could attest to a bunch of stuff that happened to us where we just said, wow, you know, let's do what we got to do to help our ancestors because they're hurt. They're hurt. And our people are not paying attention to that note. And that's something I feel as though that should be paid more attention to. But our people are skipping that part. And it's not fair. And it's not fair to our ancestors. You know, the spirit lives with us, lives on. You know, I'm sure people do say that, especially with their loved ones that have passed. The spirit does live on. Just know that they can have feelings too. Okay. When you know, you know. Yeah. Deep in Memphis. Yeah. Memphis is hurt. That Memphis is like, I got to put Memphis number one as the worst feeling area, even though I love Memphis. But every time we go to Memphis, it's immediate. You hit it, pow, it hits you right on the chest. Like you feel it right away. And that's probably why a lot of crime is happening in Memphis as well. Everybody's out of sync. It brought me to tears. Yeah, it's going to do that. It's definitely going to do that. You're going to hear them. I feel them every day. That went by too quick. Bones are in a river. There's more than bones in a river. More than bones. So you mean our dead family is still here? Is that the spirits I see in the dark? Yes. Yes, 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 yes. They're still here. I mean, of course, they go on and do other things, but you can call on those spirits, especially if they're looking after you, you know. But yeah, it's mainly your family members that are, you know, when they say let your conscience be your guide, well, if there's only one conscience, then why is it called a subconscious? So it's two sides to what? Wait a minute. Two sides to your brain. I understand that, but your conscious and your subconscious, if you're not conscious, you're not here. If you're not subconscious, wait a minute. It's a spiritual thing. I'm just trying to put it together. If I had that written down, I probably would have said that better, but I'm just trying to let you know that, yes, They're here. What about Oklahoma? Oklahoma, depending on where you go. It's not all of Oklahoma. It depends on where you go in Oklahoma. Do they appear in your dreams? Yeah, they will appear in your dreams. Absolutely. They will appear in your dreams. And you will see them. Sometimes you may not. Sometimes they may not speak in your dream. You could just feel them speaking to you. They're not opening up their mouth necessarily. You could feel the vibe. But that does happen a lot, especially if you're a spiritual person. Regardless if you're religious or not, it doesn't matter. As long as you're a spiritual person, that will happen. What about Arkansas? I haven't stayed in Arkansas long enough to know, but it wasn't a right of way thing. Keep in mind, I'm always going through Arkansas to get to Texas. So I didn't stay per se. I didn't stay. Yeah, we're all spiritual people. We are. I feel a black cloud here in New York, but I think that's a different feeling. I wouldn't consider it a cloud, but it depends on how you look at a cloud. Because if you look at the cloud as if it's blocking something, then yeah, I will go that route and say that, because that's what it feels like when you get that feeling of sadness from your ancestors. You know, when you're visiting a particular area you haven't been, it's not uplifting at all. It's going to feel like you're drowned. Like, you know, man, it's not a good feeling. I can tell you that. It's just not a good feeling. But how you describe it is on you. They should not scare you, especially if they're your loved ones. Yeah, they shouldn't be scaring you. No, we're not talking about ghosts or, you know, whatever they want to. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about evil spirits unless you welcome evil spirits into your realm. That's on you. I'm not that type of person. No, yeah, I love my loved ones. And I'm pretty sure the majority of the people that are listening, you know, in right now love theirs too. So yeah, that will be your ancestors. And let's say, for example, you move into a particular area and all of a sudden things popping off and you know that's not your people, then you need to move, you know. I'm not talking about something like that, but I seen my great grandmother in a dream, but couldn't understand what language she was speaking. It's not for you to understand. That's not for you to understand. Your spirit will understand. That's not for you to verbally understand. Like, what is she saying? Hey, Dane, my dreams are not vivid like they were when I was a child. You know anything about that? Yeah, my wife and I talked about doing a podcast about that. So stay tuned, because I believe that's something that we'll probably do next. Now that I see you guys are talking about that a lot, I'm going to bring this to her attention. But I'm pretty sure she just laid down, and I'm getting ready to do the same so I can have enough energy to get right back up and go live. Because I think once I'm going to call them and make sure. I believe I'm scheduled to go live today, but I'm going to find out. The deceased family is pushing me to get our family tree together, especially from my mom's side. Okay. You know what you got to do now. That's a mission. They're going to help you too. That's a good thing. Louisiana is really bad. Yes, they are. As far as their vibe. Yes, they are. That's why I believe that they should be doing, for example, in New Orleans, when they do the Mardi Gras, I think they should be doing that every day. They need, man, and that should be done all over Louisiana. They need that uplifting. I felt that when we visited our family, weird feeling as soon as we went to Michigan. The smell of the air is different. Yeah, it smelled weird. We're from Michigan. I'm going to feel the ancestors calling for me to do work. That's powerful. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. That is powerful. I can only speak from experience, but you're going to see, this is the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing now, for that reason, because they came to me early and still do and still do. In fact, I just had a conversation with my grandfather last night, and I was in his Cadillac, and he was just encouraging me. You know, my grandfather was looking good, slick, got his, you know, and it was to a point where I even smelt this cologne. I said I wasn't going to get personal, but I'm just saying, let me just say it this way. He just, you know, left me some words of encouragement. This is the reason why I'm going to bring this up with my wife, because, you know, my wife is a very spiritual person too. And I wanted to, there's some things that you all should know when going that route, as far as spirituality is concerned and speaking to them. Without me going into depth with it right now, I want to have that conversation with my wife, because there's a lot of things that she has taught me to guide me the correct way. I want to, you know, see if we could simplify it to break it down with you all during a live stream or during a podcast or whatever we choose. But it'll probably be on our channel. My wife has a channel as well, too. If you all don't know, that's, I think she's touching that up. I don't know if she's going to do it today or whatever, but whenever she tells me to let you all know that her channel was there, subscribe to it. And she's going to have content also. And we really need to listen to the ancestors because, whoo, I had to have my mama praying for me while I was there. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of, you got to state a lot of affirmations, positive affirmations when it comes to going through what you feel. I know that's going to be a good topic, matter of fact, for us. I'm not going to forget. I'm going to make sure once I get off the phone with my team and everything, I'm going to go down there and hopefully she didn't go to sleep all the way. I could tell her this is a good one. They need to hear it. If you all are in agreement with that, is that okay? Are y'all okay with that? All you got to do is click yes. Do y'all want to have a video about this? Yes? Okay. You know, it's a lot of spiritual videos that we wanted to do, but we did one or two spiritual videos and it wasn't a really, even people in the comments were like, well, Dane, could you please do that on another channel? I was like, damn, that wasn't a good feedback. Now, sometimes I'll throw it in there during my live streams, but and it gets a good response, but I don't think they like it for it to be a whole video. But regardless, if you all are saying, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, it's like the frequency is off. Yeah, no, it's not yours. It would be the area. I want to go to New Orleans, Memphis, Alabama. Yeah, see, Alabama was another one. Matter of fact, when we pulled up the Mobile, that's how we know something was wrong. Keep in mind, it's near water. We knew something was off when we got there. We had to grab a hotel. Where did we get that hotel? We had to go further back because that vibe was so bad. We didn't want to sleep there. We had to go back to where we felt as though it was okay. And I'm trying to remember the name of that area. If you all are on my Patreon, you have that video. Remember, I went live. Y'all should remember that. I went live in front of that hotel. I went out. It was nighttime. Had my hair in cornrows and stuff. And I was like, look, I forgot what I said. It's been so long. But yeah, we had to. Once we got down there, we already knew what time it was. We felt that right away. Hold up. Okay, tell your wife the goddess are waiting for her page. Yeah. Yeah. And I told her, you know, but my wife is like, she got a couple of videos already done, lined up. I know. I've been watching her, you know, and I like the fact that we motivate each other. I motivate her. She motivate me, not only just with the researching and the writing, because, you know, we both do both. But she's now creating her own videos. She's been watching me produce videos. So she's been like, as far as her editing skills, she's been getting up on that. And I'm proud of her. Even though she got my style, but I mean, you know, I take that. Hola, you think about those spiritual bad vibes that come from the evil rich elites that get up early in the morning. Yeah, actually, oh, I'm glad you mentioned this. I'm glad, Jamesy, I'm glad you mentioned this. This is a good one to talk about. We can add that in there. Yeah, because there's a 3 o'clock. I want to let y'all know about the 3 o'clock. Hold on, let me write this down so I won't forget. 3 a.m. They get up for a reason. I'm gonna leave it like that. And we'll go into the why. We'll go into why. That's a very good one. I appreciate you telling me. I appreciate that. Yeah, because we got some information to share about that. But the way you explained it now makes sense. And you have to remember the Discord are the most educated. And the newbies might not get it. Yeah, I agree. We will support her. I appreciate that. Is anybody sleep being affected? Do you guys sleep well? Now, okay, if your sleep is being affected, what I strongly recommend, I believe I did this during a live stream. I strongly recommend that everybody should get any and every electronic out of their bedroom. Out. Cell phones, tablets, laptops, computers, televisions, cable boxes, Wi-Fi routers, get all of that stuff up out of your bedroom. Do not have any of that inside of the bedroom at all. That's when you're most vulnerable. Do you want me to go further into that? Okay. Okay. Yeah, buddy. It works the same way of what they're doing, you know, trying to create changes amongst these particular areas near the water. There's changes that can happen with these devices, these smart devices that are set to harm you. The original definition of the word smart was harmful, and you don't know it. They will send signals that will shake up your frequency. So I'm simplifying it right now, but I can go in more detail since you all want that. I'll give it to you. Dan, that means I might have to make the Dane Calloway spiritual channel. I don't know. I don't know. Because a lot of people, I'm telling you, if y'all look at the comments, they were turning their nose up. The video that I'm referring to is the one, I don't even know if it's still on my channel or not. I think I took it down. I don't know. But where my wife was on, we were trying to show people that we're spiritual people. And my wife was like, well, hey, all right, so let's play a game of, what is it called? The lottery. Dane, what are the numbers? What are the numbers to the lottery? And I sat there and let my spirit tell me. And we won that. We won it that same day. And I showed you all on screen how much we won. I forgot how much it was. We have way more coming up, so stay tuned. We'll be right back. All of my wife and I's five-star rated books are available to order right now on our website at imjusthereTomakeYouThink.com or Amazon Prime or anywhere else books are sold. When you get your copies in the mail, take a picture of it and tag me in it at imjusthereTomakeYouThink on Instagram or TikTok, because I'll be looking forward to reposting the best pictures. Wado, thank you all for your continued support. We appreciate you. But that should be on the channel. And I showed you all, I even showed you all my wife and I's text. We were going back and forth. Shoot, I don't know. It should be on the channel. I don't know. But yeah, we won that. And I showed you all the money and everything. What was it, 500? Yeah. Something. I don't know. Lottery 3-4 pick. Well, I don't know that stuff because I'm not a gambling person. Immediately because of where we are spiritually. I got it right on the nose. But that all depends on where you are spiritually. It's not about the... How can I explain that? Like, give me a second to explain that. Because it's like, you have to have a great relationship with yourself. A great understanding and acceptance of who you are in the inside. And what you represent on the outside as well. But definitely in the inside. The confidence level has to be up with you. That, I mean, sky high. But in order for that to take place, it's a universal law. Remember, Dick Gregory said it's the universal laws. It is. It's a universal law. Becoming one with yourself or mastering yourself. And that is the most difficult for the majority of the people to accomplish. But that's what it's about. Once you become one with yourself and you master yourself, you will have a lot of confidence in yourself. You will believe in yourself. You will know that everything will work out in your favor, regardless of what it may seem like on the outside. You know in the inside that it's going to work. And you stick with that. As my wife would say, let your words and your actions meet. So your mind has to be on the same page as your feelings, your heart, and your speech. I know that's difficult, but that's what happened. Do the spiritual video and put a disclaimer up warning those who do not like the title. I believe we did a disclaimer. If I'm not mistaken, I believe we did a disclaimer on that video, you know, and we gave them all the proof that we were not playing, showing them straight up. My wife and I was not playing. Like, this is, I think it was my wife and I talking. If y'all can recall that video, I think we both were talking during that video and breaking that stuff down. Because it happened, I believe we recorded that immediately. Like, as soon as it happened, shoot, hold on. Let me see if I can find that. Let me see. And we were just trying to give them, I'm telling you, if you read the comments, people were, yeah, dang, but nah, dang. You know, it was like that. I was like, dang, y'all, you sure? This is uplifting. It's besides getting, the money wasn't the thing. It wasn't the money. It was what you could do spiritually. You could bring anything you want into your life, into your reality. Whatever you want to happen, man, I mean, I don't know. And that made me think, should I start a spirituality channel out? Because they were, I'm telling y'all, when y'all look at the comments, hold on, I'm looking for it. I got it. Here it is. I found it.
Oh, see, oh, beautiful people. Now, in this particular video is something totally different. I'm sharing a personal experience with you all. Many of you told me that you couldn't see it. I tried to share the link not too long ago on my YouTube community tab, but a lot of you were stating that you couldn't see it. So I'm going to go ahead and re-upload it to my channel. Hope you enjoy it. And I hope you take something from it too. And also, please be sure to leave your comments down below and tell me what you think. Let me know if you would like to see more content from me concerning the topic at hand, which is spirituality. I would love to do that, by the way. I would love to implement that on my channel as well. But if you guys would like that as well, definitely let me know in the comments. And of course, share some of your testimonies down in the comments and share some of your experiences with me as well. Let's not too personal, you know, not too personal, but let's inspire each other. Let's keep the positive energy flowing. And with that being said, let's jump right into the video. Okay, so I wanted to share this experience with you all because I think that everybody can experience it if it's done in a positive manner, if it's, you know, done correctly, you know, for lack of better words right now. But what happened was today, my wife came to me, and wish she's right here with me because she's going to be talking about it. She came to me and she said she had a dream about, you know, something that came to her, and it basically influenced her to just randomly go play some numbers today. Like, I mean, not trying to look for a big number to grab or nothing like that as far as money is concerned. It's not about the money. The whole point is the blessing of having what you dictate happen in your reality. That's the whole blessing. Whatever you dictate becomes your reality. So basically, you are dictating how your life goes on a daily basis. And this is an example that I wanted to share with you all. So, babe, you came to me and you came down here and we talked about what you were about to do. And she was saying that she was about to go play the number. And in the middle of her talking, a number came to me that said, no, I said 732 out loud. And then then as she was talking, she said, no, blah, blah, I got the number already. She was talking about her number. And then in my mind, I don't know what you want to call it, the conscious or whatever it is, this is mainly my spirit, said 723, kept saying 723 to me. Like I said, once again, this was just random. This was just a random thing. And I felt so confident enough, you know, that I waited for her to finish or complete her statement or her sentence. And I said 723. She said, okay. We finished the conversation after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so what I'm about to show you now is the fact that she hadn't left. Hold on, let me pull it up myself so I can see it. She left and to go play the number. She said, you want me to play your number while I'm playing mine? And I said 723, yes. And that was at 231. So now, and then she said, okay. And 233 were her response. And of course, like 5 or 6 minutes after that, she said that she on her way back. Now, the funny thing was is that she played the same number, but how does it go? Box or something like that? I don't want to be wrong.
No, I played it in a combination, meaning it will be straight all across the board.
Okay. So if you people, you know, play the lottery and stuff like that, you would know what she's talking about because I'm not really into that type of stuff. The whole point is that when she came back and handed me 2 slips, one for day and one for evening for today. Okay. Now, before we go any further, you said that you felt what when you heard my number?
Well, I said to myself, this is a good number. This number is going to win. This is a winning number.
Man, and what made you?
I felt that. Well, it's someone dear to me, her birthday. And so I said, you know what? I just have a good feeling about this.
Oh, the 723 is her birthday.
Yes.
And you had a good feeling about it. Okay. So with that being said, all of this was happening. She, you know, she gave me the slips. Now, when she gave me the slip, the key thing that I said that I think triggered this whole thing was, I said, so I'm trying to remember verbatim. It was something like, how much am I about to win? Something like that. Mm-hmm. How much am I about to win? Like, what's the max that I'm about to win? And that, keep in mind, that was the having confidence in myself, knowing that I'm going to win this regardless. And she said 500. I said, okay. All right, so set the slips right there. And she was doing something with our children. And like not even, what, 30 minutes later? Because what was it? Now, because I see right there, you say I'm here because that's when you went to go. Okay, so that was less than 30 minutes later. She came to me saying that I hit it. And I didn't know what she was talking about. I had totally forgot about it and everything. Like, and I think that's the best thing for people to do.
Like, I mean, once you claim it, you know, and you already know what's going to happen, you're going to have so much confidence in yourself that you actually believe in yourself. You don't need nobody to prep you and be like, yeah, I don't know how to explain that part, but you just leave it alone. You know, you just let it flow. You just let it go gradually or regularly, rather. I'm going to say it that way. You just continue on with your day, in which I was. I was doing some stuff on the computer. As a matter of fact, I posted right after I posted that last post. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was that last post that was on my Instagram. Is when she came in and she you know, opened up the office door. Was like, you hit. So come to find out, yeah, I won 500 and I wasn't even trying. But it's just about the whole moral of the story. And I'm sure you probably gonna have your take on that too. Is you can dictate and determine your life. Positive and negative. You could definitely bring about an abundance of joy or an abundance of wealth or abundance of great health or whatever it is that you desire into your reality by just demanding it. You demanding it to yourself. Now, I don't know how the scripture is verbatim, but they said if you that you were made in his image. Now, if that's the case, this is the reason why I tell all my people, that my religious people that follow me as well, I tell them, all right, now, since you are made in his image, what does that make you? And if you look at yourself any lower than that, that's not what he, she, or it wants you to do. If you are made in his image, then what are you? Straight up, what are you? That you know what that makes you. Okay, that means that you have the exact same power. You know, I mean, take it or leave it. You don't got to believe me. I don't want you to. I'm just telling you from my experience. Okay, from my experience. And yeah, and I'm going to show you that. Yeah, here's the 500. And hun, while I'm doing that, before we go, what do you want to say about that? I'm talking about the entire situation, that whole point.
Well, I think the most important thing is you want to feel like all of your needs are already met, you know? I just so happened on my way to sleep last night, I thought, man, it would be nice, you know, not because I needed it per se, but I just said it would be nice if I knew the winning numbers. And then I went to sleep, had a dream that I went and played the lottery, not trying to. In the dream, I won. And so I woke up and said, I'm going to go play a number. I actually only played two numbers. And because the good positivity that was surrounding this and the confidence and the firm belief, I guess, from me and my husband, then it was able to be. Everything came into existence.
You gotta let your words and your actions meet. You can't sit up there and have a positive attitude and your talk is doing something different. Like, you can't be negative and positive simultaneously. You have to be positive all the way around, up and down, overall. And I mean, that's something I just wanted to share with you guys. And I mean, it's actually just happened today. So I was like, well, why not? You know, I mean, of course I could keep things in my personal life, you know, to myself. But why not? Why not share this? Because this could be a lesson for somebody else. Like, you don't have to have a dictator to dictate your life. You are in control. Okay? You are in control. Just focus on yourself and focus on becoming one with yourself. Okay? You are the dictator. All right? Now, I'm not saying you're the creator. I said you are the dictator. It's a total difference. All right? So, this is Dane Calloway. And my wife is here, and I'm just here to make you think, and I'll see you guys next time. Peace.
But yeah, so that was back in, we were in North Carolina at that time. So yeah, that was a while ago. So that was back in 2019. I hope you all got a chance to hear that. I wanted, and look, I'm telling you, remember in the beginning, I was like, if people wanted me to go into more spirituality videos, I'm telling you, I wish I didn't take this video down, but everybody, like, they liked the video. Don't get me wrong. But the comments was like, nah, can you put that on a different channel? Could you? I was like, damn. Okay. You know, they were not interested in uplifting themselves. I'm telling you, if I had the preacher talk, and yes, and Lord said, if you go to, I'm telling you, if I did that, I'm pretty sure they would have been like, yeah, do that some more. It's the same thing. Technically, I'm just not in, you know, but it is what it is. You know, I'm going to try it. We'll try it again. We'll try it again. We might have to just leave that for our channel, to be honest with you. If I try to put it on the main channel, they're going to turn their nose up. Like the stuff that I did with Brother Coleman, Elder Coleman, that's over 100K on that podcast channel. I was like, but I swear if I put that on my main channel, it ain't going to do nothing like that. I was like, whatever, you know, come on, y'all, pick and choose which one y'all want. We can get spiritual. This ain't over with. I still got some Hebrew brothers that's trying to pop up. And that's going to happen. I promise y'all that. That's they on standby. They waiting on me. I can't wait. I said, oh, let me get my Christian brothers together. Christian brothers and sisters, by the way. Let me get them together and get them, you know, let y'all hear from these preachers and pastors. Let y'all hear from them. Then we're going to bring the Hebrew brothers up and let them, because see, look, ain't they correlate? I can't wait. See, I'm hyped now. Hold on, be calm down. Let me calm down. And so, oh man. All right. Dane, back in 2009, I played a 4-digit number and played it 50 cent across the board. And all four numbers came out mixed up and hit for 25,000. I mean, 2,500. Yeah, man. See, I wasn't even trying. I was not trying. It was just, it just came to me just because of that, how I am with myself, how I am spiritually. And I had confidence in it. Like, that's it. That's the winning number. Don't worry about it. Let it go. That's it right there. Okay, we won 500. That's it. You know, don't get me wrong. That's a blessing. That's a huge blessing, especially, you know, if it's people out there that's looking to get that stuff done, they can use that to their advantage if they want to. They can. To their advantage. And there's nothing wrong with that if they want to go that route. I've seen a lot of people do that. They need some money right away and they make it come to them. Whether if it be through the lottery or whatever else, all of a sudden you get a check in the mail from whatever. You're like, yeah, I was expecting that check. You know what I'm saying? It's all about building up that confidence in order for that to happen. In yourself, though, you have a confidence in yourself in order for that to happen. But I wouldn't mind. I love doing that. I love talking about spirituality. And my brothers and my brothers and my sisters in the Christian community, they love the hell out of me. The Hebrews, they love me because we could get spiritual. We could talk. We could break that stuff down. They could pull stuff from the Bible real quick. And I talk about stuff that happened in real life. And we mash that together. And it's the same thing. And we enjoy ourselves big time. Like, I know parts of the conversation that me and Brother Coba have, y'all not going to be able to hear. I'm going to just let y'all know right now, because we was on there for about, ask Brother Coba, we was on there for about 5 hours. We was on there for about 4 or 5 hours, but y'all about to get a part two to that. That's, I think it's going to be 3 parts because we were talking for so long. We were in there having a ball, but I think it's going to be a part two and a part three, if I'm not mistaken. That's going to get pushed out for that one. But that thing, you know, I just let the elderly, I let them have the floor. Let them elders have the floor. You know, let them get that out, man. Let them get that out. You know, of course, there were some things that he was stating that I already knew. He knew I already knew, but it's about the people that's listening. If you look at the comments, woo, look at the comments. Them people was thanking him for explaining that stuff and, you know, breaking that stuff down. And then it was the simplest stuff, but at the same time, it's so many people out there that have no idea. Like, you would think that we need to be, you know, above and beyond most of the stuff that we were talking about. But hold up, it's a lot of people out there that got no idea. That was a, you know, I knew it was a big one. I already called it. I called it right. Look at the confidence. I called it in the beginning of the conversation. I said, this one going to be a good one, too. You see what I'm saying? You got to have that type of confidence in yourself now, in yourself. And it's going to work out, whatever it is. It's going to work out. And then I would love to do that. My wife and I, you know, that's her thing. That's my wife's thing. That's her thing for sure. Yeah, she be killing it with that. So I wouldn't mind that at all. We could have it on my channel, her channel. Our channel together. My dad was a pastor. She walked away from years ago. He has said everything Pastor Coleman was talking about. Yeah. It's a lot of pastors I'm very cool with that tell the truth. They don't hold nothing back. Nothing back. That's why I told him, if y'all heard me, he was anxious. Brother Coleman was not playing. He was anxious to get right to it. And it gets deeper. Wait till you hear part two. It's not... It's no joke, you know. I feel as though part one was a warm-up because part two, we went in. I know that for a fact. We touched on a bunch of stuff. I felt the whole thing. I believe I'm spiritual, but I want to be sure. What you mean you want to be sure? You believe you spiritual. It ain't about what you may believe. It's about what you know. It's not about what you may believe. It's about what you know. Believe in yourself, if anything. Believe in yourself. If you feel it, then it's true. You're going to feel good, both good and bad things of that nature. That's why we were just talking about earlier about those particular areas where they, you know, feel bad vibes, low frequency. You're going to feel it. Your spirit is telling you. You are a spiritual person. Everybody, we all are spiritual people, no matter what. But that's okay. The sister's coming on. That's why she here. That's why she here. She looking for that. See, I was just about to say she looking for that clarification. And here she go. Thank you for the clarification. Yes. Yes. Confirmed, sis. Confirmed. You are a spiritual person. I was a pastor and stepped down because of the church. Can't handle everything I wanted to teach us. I'll teach about us. Uh-oh. You need to inbox me, sis. We need to learn how to think for ourselves. I agree. I get that feeling when something bad is getting ready to happen. Yeah, that good too. You should have that feeling when something good should happen. You understand what I'm saying, Jamesy? You should have that feeling. And see, I think that's what's missing. People don't know what that is to recognize. Ooh, hold on. See, I'm getting hyped now. Stop, y'all. I'm getting hyped now because I know that that was something I didn't know. And I had to recognize, okay, it was like an adrenaline rush. What is that for? Why am I feeling like an out-of-body experience when I'm feeling great about something or I'm feeling confident about something? And it's major. Like when you feel bad about something, feeling good about something is even higher. I could say it just like that. Our ancestors are in the midst. This is a spiritual connection. Yeah, and it's also a spiritual warfare. This is what they're attacking. Seminaries that teach that stuff backwards. Yeah. Yeah. That's a lot of people that's teaching it backwards. I can remember seeing dark figures in the dark when I was a kid. The whole house would be dark. The lights out and I could feel the energy and see it. I never knew it was my family. Thank you for today. You helped me clarify. Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Dane. So our chiefs were like over 7 feet. That's why they killed them off. Not all of them. Not all of them. We're going to talk about that. I know what you're referring to. We're going to get deep into that. I had to introduce them to Kawasa a couple of times in order for me to go further. I want them to be ready and be prepared. So when we talk about the Giants, they're going to be, you know, they already had a full course meal, but here go the second plate. Okay. Get ready. Get ready, Dante. Wait a minute. Yeah, Dane, I know they won't let me decode. Nah, see, that's what we got to do. Stay on top of that thunder. We got to decode it. For real, Dane, I was trapped in a Jesus spell for 15 years. They have you believing a big lie. My intuitive sense are strong and spontaneous all the time. Absolutely. This live is on fire. I love it. Love the energy. Yes, let's get that video about the Giants. Yeah, I can't. Look, when I'm telling you, I get so excited because I want to talk about the Mississippi River, the Giants, the everything. I do want to get spiritual. I can't wait, man. I can't wait, you know. But I appreciate this. This is being recorded. I'm going to post this somewhere. I'm going to let y'all know. And I love y'all. Y'all take care. Thank you so much. And I will see you shortly. I'm back, okay, y'all? I'm back. Turn up. We here. Feathers up. Wado.
OCO, Freethinkers. You're now tuned into the realest historian on the planet, the best teacher you wished you had in school. Have your pens and paper handy and get ready to take notes. It's Dane Calloway on I'm Just Here to Make You Think Radio.